This is the Composer's Datebook for September 11th. I'm John Zak. In 1886, a Czech patron of the arts named Josef Hlavka had a new chapel built at his summer residence at Lužany in western Bohemia, and he asked his composer friend Antonín Dvořák to write a mass to dedicate it. As a devout Catholic, Dvořák was happy to oblige. Since the Lužany chapel was quite small, Dvořák wrote his mass in D major for a quartet of soloists, a small choir and organ, and he led the premiere at the chapel on today's date in 1887 with his wife Anna singing one of the solo roles. Dvořák told Hlavka he was grateful for the chance to write so intimate a piece, for until now, he said, I had only written sacred works of larger proportions with considerable vocal and instrumental means at my disposal. In fact, Dvořák's international reputation had been made based on large-scale choral works, like his Stabat Mater, which was performed to great acclaim in London's immense Royal Albert Hall some 10 years earlier. Ironically, Dvořák's intimate Lužany Mass became popular as just such a large-scale work. At the request of his publisher, Dvořák orchestrated his Mass, and in that form it received its international premiere in 1893 at the immense Crystal Palace in London, performed by a huge chorus and a large symphony orchestra. The published orchestrated version became extremely popular during Dvořák's lifetime, but his small-scale, original version was not even published until 1963. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.